The weather is getting warmer. Hopefully you're enjoying this episode of The Scruffy Stuff outside in the sunshine, perhaps on a patio. That's what we're going to be talking about today. The best patios in and around downtown Knoxville. We're going to be giving them some power rankings. No F's given on the podcast today, just D's, C's, B's, and A's, which I'm sure you're all familiar with. You're smart. You listen to the podcast. But there's actually a ranking higher than that. It's an S ranking. Think of it like the Sun Sphere. It's an icon. It does not need to be changed. It is perfect the way it is. And I have a few S's here on my list of patios that I think are deserving of being considered one of the best in downtown Knoxville. I'm Ryan Willis, downtown reporter at Knox News, joined by
Keenan Thomas, higher education reporter.
And Brianna Pachorka, visual journalist at Knox News and producer of The Scruffy Stuff.
So the way this is going to work, like I said, you know, we each have our own rankings. So there are three of us. We've done this in private. We have not shared our rankings with each other. This is not scientific whatsoever. There are 28 patios that we came up with, and we got rid of a few for various reasons. Either none of us had been to those patios, or they're a little bit outside the downtown footprint. And we're just going to go through, share our rankings, talk a little bit about why. I'm sure we're not going to agree on all these. And in the most unscientific way possible, we are going to figure out what the average ranking is based off of our scores. So to kick things off, I put these in an random list generator. And just so everybody knows, there are 28. We're only be talking about 14 today. We're going to go through the first 14. And part two will be next week. And to kick things off, Merchants of Beer.
Ooh, I have a lot of opinions on this one.
It's a hot one to start with.
I have a lot of opinions on this one. This place really frustrates me. I love Merchants of Beer. Put that out there. But the patio, it's a great patio when you look at it. Like, there's a lot of space, a lot of tables. It's a great place to people watch and everything. But the people and their dogs really turn me off of this patio. It's basically a dog park out there. Like, people bring their dogs. They let them go unleashed. They're running around. You have to watch, make sure you're not getting mowed down by dogs running around playing. I've seen somebody lose their beer to a dog running into them. Depending on where you're sitting, dogs might be peeing on stuff right by you. And it's just, I don't know. It's just, I love the patio. It's a great space. Awesome location, everything. But it feels like a dog park there. And I love dogs, but it's just, yeah. It's a dog park out there.
What is it? What is the ranking?
My ranking, I'm going to give it a D.
A D. Wow. Kicking things off with a D. Keenan, let's give our rankings first, and then let's talk about it. What do you have?
I'm going to go just a hair higher. I have it at C.
Wow,
but
you too.
I'm going to say I haven't really been on the patio. I don't really go to Merchants of Beer. It's not my go-to. I've been about once or twice. But every time I pass it, it just kind of looks crowded. It's got that fake turf, and I hate the fake turf. It looks fake. And it doesn't look the most appealing to me. It's probably fine. It, like you said, like sometimes you pass it and it looks great. But I never look at it and go, I need to go out there. But if I was there, it'd probably be a decent enough time.
I thought I was going to be the most negative one on this episode, but it turns out it's you two. I'm going to go A. And the reason I say A is I think it's a community space in the sense that you can get a big, they have pop-ups out there. It's right there on the corner. Great people watching. There are dogs around, but you know, I've never been peed on by a dog. I like the little stage too. They got music. They got a food truck out there. I mean, it's really everything you want in a patio. Open space, dog friendly, lots of alcohol to choose from, live music, pop-up shops for vintage markets if you want them, right there on the corner. Good people watching. I'm going to have to disagree with y'all, but I think y'all are going to bring the average down a little bit. I said A, y'all said C and D. What is that? Like a B minus, I guess you would give it, or would you give it a C plus? We'll give it a C plus since it was two more negative rankings against one. C plus on Merchants of Beer. All right, up next, and I'm going to go first on this one because now I get to be the negative one. We're going to go next to Print Shop on Island Home Avenue. My neighborhood brewery, love their beer. Gonna have to give it a D. It's in a parking lot on a hill overlooking probably the worst part of the Tennessee River.
Agreed. I also gave it a D. I love drinking in a parking lot. That's exactly how it feels like. I mean, it's shady. I can give credit to that, but not to sound white girl-ish, but the vibes aren't there.
Yeah. Keenan?
Yeah, I agree. That's
okay.
A D.
All right.
I will say at least there's a food truck right there.
And the mural that Paris Hall did is pretty great, but
yeah, this is nothing against Print Shop as a business either, because that's what they have for space. I mean, you know, so love Print Shop. Like I said, it's my neighborhood brewery, but we're gonna have to go with a D on that one. Up next, another brewery on the opposite side of town, Crafty Bastard.
I'll start this one off because I finally went to Crafty for the first time a couple weeks ago. But I'm going to have to give its patio a C. But with the asterisk that I love it. Feels like you're at Crafty Bastard at a brewery called Crafty Bastard. It fits the inside, which for all intents and purposes felt like a garage. But it's one of those things where if I was going with a bunch of friends, I'd have a great time. Even if I'm like, this isn't my absolute favorite. I don't think it's the greatest patio, but it kind of rules. You know what I mean? So even though it's a C, if I come in with my flannel and a Nirvana shirt, I'm fitting right in.
So you gave it a C?
Gave it a C.
I'm going to have to go the same as I did with Print Shop and give it a D, because to me, it just seems like it's Print Shop's patio without a view of the river. I mean, it's just in a parking lot. There's nothing special. No, in fact, I think Print Shop's got a little bit more decorations going on with sort of the pergola and stuff hanging over it. I mean, it's got a little bit more atmosphere. For me, Crafty, and I promise we're not going to be this negative. This is the random list generator. This just happened to have the negative ones up first. But Crafty is going to just have to be a D for me.
Meanwhile, this is actually one of my favorites.
Really?
Downtown, and I would actually give it an S.
An S?
Believe me.
Like perfect icon?
I love Crafty's. Love Crafty's patio area. I might not always enjoy my beer at Crafty, but I will always enjoy my time out on that patio. It's just very, it's not anything fancy. There's nothing amazing about it, but I think like it's outdoors. There's shady areas. There are sunny areas. The vibe there, it's very come as you are, very relaxed. You have, you know, usually some kind of food there, sometimes live music. It has the opposite problem of Merchants of Beer, where like you have a lot of dogs there, but like they're all well behaved and everything, so you can sit there and enjoy dog watching. There's good people watching, and I don't know. I just really love Crafty Bastard's patio.
How many S's did you give? Just curious.
I think only two or three.
Are you serious? And this was one of them. No offense, yeah. Crafty. It's just I don't see how you could give Print Shop a D and Crafty an S. I just feel like they're.
But that's why I didn't give it a D, is I was like, it's not my favorite, but I do kind of love it. Like, yeah. I 100% agree with basically everything you just said. Minus the score. But like, it rules.
Okay. All right. Well, so what? We got an S and a D and a C. What's that? About a B?
It's about a B.
A B? We'll give it a B. Speaking of B, Ollie B is up next, and I'll just keep the B's going. I'm going to say Ollie B, B. I'm going to give it a B.
I agree.
It matches the environment of the restaurant perfectly. Small, quaint.
Cozy.
Just a few chairs outside. But it's not like... And by the way, we should have mentioned at the top of the podcast, too, that we're not doing... This is really important, actually. No Market Square and no Gay Street patios on this list. Because Market Square and Gay Street patios, you're essentially limited by the patios that already exist there. So they're not on this list. That being said, Ollie B is a little bit different. I know it's small and it's just kind of out on the sidewalk, but it is kind of enclosed. It does have a little bit more of a identity to it. And so, yeah, I'm going to give it a B.
I have a B too. Everything you just said, it's a pretty dang good patio. I like it.
Yeah, and it's also really good too. I mean, you think about when you're going to Ollie B. I'm a big brunch person. Brunch in the morning, you're not in the middle of downtown. It's kind of like a quiet little oasis there on the edge of downtown on the patio. And yeah.
Unfortunately, I've never sat on the patio at Ollie B, so I'm going to step away on ranking this one.
So we both said B? Yeah. Well, then that's a B. Gypsy Circus is up next. Neither of y'all have gone to Gypsy Circus?
No, I'm not a cider person.
So. Or Barrel House by Gypsy Circus? Okay, well, then I rule. Okay, I'm going to give it a C. It's average. It has the fake turf that Keenan doesn't like. It looks like it would be cozier than it is. I think it just kind of feels a little bit cramped over there, but it is nice. And I do love the, and I almost went B with it just because of the outdoor bar that goes, you have the bartenders inside and you can sit on the patio and order from the bartender inside. That almost knocked it up for me, but those just aren't the most comfortable seats to sit at the bar. So that's kind of why I went back down to a C. Up next, Last Days of Autumn.
I gave it a little bit of a higher ranking than I think y'all might have.
Don't assume.
I gave it a little bit of a higher ranking than I kind of thought I would because I went with a B.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And I said, I kind of was like, if you don't want to look at all the Packers memorabilia there, if you're not a Packers fan, it has a really large patio with a lot of open space. There's a little stage there, so they do a lot of like shows. But it's on an incline. And if you're drinking a lot, I'd say be careful because you're having to go up and down that hill. But otherwise, I actually like that space a decent bit. And it kind of fits a lot of Last Days of Autumn and their vibe. And I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm going to go quickly before you ran, just because I have nothing to say about it. Other than it's a C. It's an average patio. That's all I have.
Yeah, I've never been on their patio, but the times I've seen it, that incline just really turns me off. And I don't drink that much, y'all. So usually I'm very sober when sitting out on these patios. And even I just would not enjoy sitting in a very slanted seat or anything.
Well, see, for me, when I'm drinking, I'm usually declining. So the incline actually helps balance me out. It's perfect. Just kidding. All right. So are you giving it a ranking? Or
I've never been, so I don't think
you're not going to. Okay. All right. So I said C and a B. We'll give it. No, I'll give. Well, B minus. We'll give it a B minus. I was going to say, yeah, we'll definitely go with the higher ranking. We'll do minuses more than pluses. We'll do B minus. Okay. Marble City Market, the old MCM, the old food hall over on Depot. Brianna?
I would definitely give this one a D. Like the inside of Marble City Market, the patio is very sterile. It seems very exposed. Not my favorite. Would give it a D.
I'm going to give it a C. I kind of like that area of downtown. I mean, it's nice. You got the winery right there across from me. There's a lot of trees and greenery. Sit down outside. Open seating, which is nice. The enclosed part when it gets colder, that's nice too. But yeah, it is kind of plain. I mean, it's just kind of in the front of a condo building or a food hall disguised as a condo building disguised as a food hall. C, average.
I'm going to agree with Brianna here and give it a D. And it's probably because y'all had the same thought as me, which is Marble City Market has a patio.
I lived over there for like months writing about every restaurant that was opening there. So I was very aware of the patio.
I wasn't. And I like Marble City Market for the most part. I think they've got some good vendors, but I only imagine the inside when I think of it. And it's got a good space, but I cannot even fathom what that patio is.
I think two D's and a C. Does that... We call it a D. I mean, I was close to giving it a D, honestly.
A D plus.
A D plus. We're just going to give it a D. I don't think you can get D pluses. I'm going to give it a D. This one is, this one's combined. Postmodern and poor. They kind of share the patio there at Jackson Terminal in the old city. For me, that is a B. Almost went A with it. I don't know what it is about it, honestly. Except for, you know, I kind of like that you go inside, grab your own beer, come outside and sit down. I think like that part of the experience of like pouring beer for yourself at pour makes the patio seem a little bit cooler. You can get up and get down. Don't have to wait for a server to come out and take care of you. It's also shaded generally and there's cover. We were over there recently and it started raining a little bit, but we were fine because there's a little awning there. And just a unique space there on sort of the train depot, what do you call it? Ramp platform, I guess. So B for me, almost an A.
I actually gave it an A. I think what makes this patio kind of great is that it's really located in like the heart of the old city. So even if the patio itself is not like amazing, like you just have really great views from that patio. Like you look up and there's a JFG sign and it's a very iconic view right there. It's a great people watching spot. I think they also have heaters installed there, which makes it a good place for wintertime patio drinking, which is a big plus for me. I'm not necessarily a fan of either establishment that shares that patio, but because of the patio, I'm more willing to go there if somebody wants to.
By the way, before Keenan, you go, you've changed my mind. I think I am going to give it an A the more I think about it. And just adding to it, it's a very social patio too. I feel like there's always like people, it's always, there's always people on that patio. It's never empty.
I'll be honest, I initially had this one as a C, but hearing y'all talk about it, I'm gonna bump it up to a B.
Okay.
I agree. It's like, I think the personality of those two locations and Jackson Avenue and everything that were of its every single facet of its location is what bumps that up. Because I'm thinking of it in my head, and I'm like, I've been like once or twice, and it's okay. But you're not there just because, oh, the patio's okay. You're there because everything around the patio is great. So
it's also cool, too, when you have two businesses sharing the same patio, and that makes it a lot easier for, depending on who you want to go with. If you want, somebody wants to get one drink, somebody's in a cocktail mood, somebody's in a beer mood, you know, go to that patio. You'll have them both. So that gives it an A, though, right? Two A's and a B makes it an A.
Yeah.
We'll give Postmodern and Poor the A it deserves. Now, heading on over to Sevier Avenue, we have Southside Garage up next on the list.
This one's going to be controversial. I have it as a D.
Okay.
And my reasoning is that I love Southside. I love its vibe. The garage with the trucks, with the bar, all of it rules. But I don't consider the inside, even with the doors open, as a patio. And that's one where I'd rather just sit inside and take it all in. And then I'm thinking of its patio, and it feels like only a couple random like seats and tables in the front and in the back.
And spools. So
it's not
weird spools.
Spools rule. Spools are great, but it's just one that I don't love as like the patio portion. But Southside is great, and I love it.
See, I feel the opposite of you. Given an A, I'm not really a South Knox person. I don't really go to South Knox very often, but every time I go to Southside Garage, I'm always like, man, why don't I come here more often? You know, like there's just so much seating outdoors. You can be right in the sun, you could be in the shade, or there's that weird indoor-outdoor thing where like you're sitting inside and covered, but you're still kind of outside, which I really like. And I think the vibes are very laid back, kind of come as you are, but not as like mountain bikey as like say Alliance or something. Like I'm to put it this way, I don't really fit in with the South Knox stereotype of like mountain bikers and, you know, outdoorsy and stuff, but I feel like Southside Garage, that doesn't really matter. Like I kind of feel like it feels a little bit more my personal vibe, a little bit more welcoming. Like you don't have to show up there with a bike or something like that.
I'm going to give it a C. Sorry, that was kind of anticlimactic. Like y'all had A's and D's, and I'm just kind of in the middle. So I guess I win. I guess the average ranking is the winner. But my reason is I agree with you, Brianna, that there are a lot of great places to sit. But I feel like you have to make sure you time it right to find the perfect seat, because I've oftentimes ended up on the gravel picnic table right behind the business, like right when you walk through the garage doors. It's just kind of by itself, and it's not just kind of in a weird spot. You got like, I think the HVAC stuff back there behind you that you're sitting next to, or you're out in the sun where there's no shade, or you're just sitting out front next to the food truck at a table. I feel like there's not there's a lot of different types of seating, but very limited and the quantity of the different types of seating. Either, you know, if you want some shade, you better hope you get a shade spot. So C, is that how that works? D, C, and an A? Or does that give it a C+? No, a B-? Let's give it a B-. I think it's a B-. It's a B-?
Sure.
We're not moving on until we have a B- or a C+.
We'll go with the B-.
All right, there it is.
Because I don't think any of us actually hate it, to be clear.
All right. Up next, Calhoun's on the River.
I'm going to give it a C. So another disclaimer, I am not a Calhoun's fan, but it is the only patio that's basically on the water, I believe, downtown.
I mean, as I was saying, unless you count Print Shop, which got a D earlier, or Ruth's Chris. That's another thing. We cut Ruth's Chris off the list. That was one of the ones we didn't, because Ruth's Chris is like a big national brand too, so whatever. But yeah.
But I mean, I kind of can't beat that. It is a nice space. I just wish it wasn't attached to a Calhoun's, and that's really, is it fair that I'm knocking it because of that? Maybe not, but like I'm never going to go enjoy that patio because it's a Calhoun's. So C.
I'm gonna go just a hair above with a B. I agree, like it's kind of an undeniable patio. Like it looks great, it has an incredible view where you're seeing a Gay Street Bridge and the water, which on a great day looks phenomenal, especially with all the boats out there.
On a bad day, it looks brown.
Yeah, it looks bad. But again, the only problem is you have to deal with Calhoun's.
I like Calhoun's, but it did not go into my factoring of this. Or maybe it did a little bit subconsciously. Maybe I have a little bit of bias. But I'm going to go slightly higher too and go with a S.
Ooh.
Sunsphere level. Icon, perfect, don't need to change it.
I mean, I can get that. Calhoun's is kind of a classic Knoxville thing. Yeah. So I can forgive you.
I mean,
that.
Not only
forgive you this time, Ryan.
It's a patio with, and I can only think of one other place on this entire list of 28 that has a bar specific to the patio, which is pretty cool. You have your own bar out there on the patio on the dock. You can feed the birds. They have bird food there. You can watch the boats go by. You're on the water. There's covered areas. There's open areas. And again, it's an icon of a patio. Go there on a Saturday when the Vols are playing. And I mean, you want to talk about a place that embodies Knoxville, river, football, barbecue, patio on the water. It's S tier. And it's not even close, in my opinion. I can't believe y'all gave it a C and a B. Jeez, man. I think it's a definite S. But that gives it a what? A B plus? A C, B, A, S. All right, we'll give it a B.
Boo-hoo.
Oh, yeah, boo-hoo. All right, well, we're keeping up with, speaking of Bs, we're going to keep up with the BBQ trend and go on over to Sweet Peas. Wow. That's going to get a B for me. I like the reason I like it so much is it kind of feels like it's a hidden patio, and I kind of like that. A lot of times you want to people watch. Sometimes you want to just get in like a little nook and just have your own little place that feels kind of exclusive and private. And I haven't been there in a while, but I know they used to sort of have this trailer park theme going on with like the plastic lawn chairs, and I think they have a you know a beer that they serve. Oh wait, they do have a bar out there. Never mind, there's three places that have a bar specific to the patio. So that gives it points too. So B could almost go A, but I feel like it just doesn't have enough hype behind it. It's not really known enough to really get to that A tier level.
I was going to say, I always forget that there's a patio back there. I'm not sure if you really want me to grade this one. I have not been to Sweet Peas in a hot minute. And so I've been out there once or twice, and I did really enjoy it. Like you said, it's secluded. It's kind of quiet and nice back there. But again, I haven't been there since maybe before the pandemic, so I don't know if...
I haven't been there since before the pandemic either. I don't know if that means anything. I based off my previous experience, that's where my B is coming from.
I mean, I would probably agree. If I had to grade it, I would probably give it a B. But
all right, well,
again,
you gave it a B.
I've not been here to this place recently, so maybe things have changed. And it might not be a fair rating, but...
All right, well, we both said B. I'm making you say B. What'd you say?
I haven't gone yet.
Oh.
Well, here's the thing. So I haven't been to Sweet Peas yet. I'm going this Sunday for the first time because I'm trying to try more barbecue around town because of my own crazy high standards. But I was looking at some photos. It looks pretty good. Fits that BBQ vibe. Feels like you're in a picnic with all the tables. So if I had to give a premature rating, yeah, I'd say about a B. Like it fits with everything that Sweet Peas is about. But just if for transparency, we can say that I abstain from actual voting.
It doesn't matter. We all said Bs. And even if y'all didn't vote, it's still a B because I said a B. So it's a B. And that leaves us with three left here in our first episode. Before we give you the final three here on the list, I want to thank everyone for tuning in every week to the Scruffy Stuff. And for those who are new, the Scruffy Stuff is brought to you by KnoxNews.com, where you can find everything we talk about on the show and a whole lot more. And while we appreciate your listens, if you want to take that support of local journalism one step further, head on over to KnoxNews.com/subscribe to see our latest offers. Now, final three. Kaizen. Haven't been there. I know it's a pretty iconic patio. Before it was Kaizen. I've walked past it. I've seen it. I've seen photos. I don't think I have to experience it, actually sit down in a chair out there to be able to rank this one. I feel good about my ranking of giving it an A. Unless I go out there and it's just awful, maybe it would go down. But there's nothing about it that says it's anything less than A to me. Secluded, shaded, awesome. I don't know what else to say about it.
So I've been to Kaizen before, but I haven't been to the patio. But I think that this is one of the most undeniable patios in all of Knoxville.
That's the word I was looking for.
And every time I pass it, it makes me want to go there. It makes me want to sit in that alleyway with the other dozen people that are going to be eating a Kaizen and having the best dinner of their lives and enjoy that communal experience. So with that being said, I'm giving it an S.
An S? And you haven't even been?
It rules. It looks incredible. It looks like it's out of a movie, And I don't say that lightly.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's why I probably, you know, if I, like I said, maybe if I went out there, I'd give it an S. I haven't been. I'll give it an A. Brianna?
I'd agree with an A. I mean, everything. There's not much to say. It's a nice patio. It's a good place to sit. Like, it's.
It's like apples to oranges on this podcast, too, because some patios you have to be dining to enjoy them, and some are just like social spaces. So that's kind of a hard part, too, is like, you know, trying to rake something that, you know, like you said, it's a nice place to sit. It's a nice place to sit for a meal, but then you're kind of limited, too. Like, after that, it's like a really social hangout kind of spot. So I get that. So two A's and an S.
Yeah.
A?
That works.
A plus, or we're going to give it an A. Sorry. All right. Kaizen's an A. Two more. Central Flats. Well, let's just go. Yeah, Central Flats. Central Flats and Taps over in Happy Holler. Brianna, how about you kick it off?
So I'm going to give it an A. I think this is one of the few places where the patio is actually way better than the indoor seating. Like, I don't enjoy going to Central Flats and Taps and sitting inside, but put me on the patio, I'm down for it. It doesn't have, like, a great view. You're basically in the parking lot, but, like, there's trees. It's always shaded. It's a very laid-back, you know, vibe there. I enjoy it. I think it's one of the better patios in Knoxville.
Seconded. I also give it an A for the exact same reasons.
Thirded? I think I'm going to go with an A. I kind of had it. I wasn't sure where I was wanting to put it, but I was quite literally there the other night on that patio, and it's well-lit.
I was well lit on that patio the other night, too. Sorry. But they do have great cocktail deals, and that makes the patio even cooler, honestly.
I was there the other night, quite literally right on that patio. And yeah, I agree with everything that was being said. I'd add that it's really well lit. If the weather's perfect, it's one of the best patios to go around town. It's right on the street, so you feel like you're still connected to Knoxville, but just secluded enough to feel like you're in its own little space of Central. So
yeah, the only thing pulling it down, I think, is that the one side is bordered by that parking lot that's just kind of empty gravel parking lot.
But that, and across the street is Why Not, which is a kind of little motorcycle bar, so occasionally you're just here going around.
Is it really a motorcycle bar?
There's motorcyclists there, okay. For sure.
Yeah, guys that ride motorcycles like to go there, so I guess they're making a motorcycle bar.
I mean, there was one the other night.
There you go. So, all right. Well, that leaves us with one more, one that I'm excited about. I'll go ahead and say I gave it an A, and that is Public House. Again, I think I'm seeing a theme here with what I like in a patio. It's the seclusion. It's the intimacy, but also the balance of being intimate and social at the same dang time. That's pretty cool. I like how it's, you know, you have different types of seating. You got two, it's sort of two tiers, right? You got the upper deck and you got the lower down there with the gravel. Love the green plant wall. Brianna's nodding her head. I know you were going to nod your head at that plant wall. And it's gravel, which I think is kind of works there because you feel like you're in a garden. So it kind of makes sense to have gravel instead of some fake turf or just, you know, some concrete. I don't know what else you would do. It just feels natural and really, really social. I mean, it seems like it's the neighborhood place where everybody who lives in the area wants to go. And if everybody else is having fun and socializing, it's hard not to do it yourself. So that's an A for me. Almost gave it an S, but it's an A.
I did give it an S.
You did give it an S?
I mean, okay.
I was going to do that.
Oh, it's an S. I mean, granted, this is probably my favorite bar in Knoxville. Like, you say you want to go to Public House, I'm down. Even if I'm busy, tired, not feeling great, like, I'll go. I just love it. There's, like you said, there's, you know, two tiers. You can be in the covered seating. You can be out in the sun. It's never overly sunny there. It's shaded. You have the plant wall. It looks great, like, when it's spring and summertime because everything's blooming. I love sitting that table underneath the plant covering, and I think the vibes are really cool there. Like, you can keep it very casual if you want, you know, go get you some cheap PBRs and just sit there and talk, or you could, you know, elevate it a little bit. Could be a good first date spot, get a nice cocktail and kind of, you know, chill out on this nice kind of intimate closed in patio. I love it. It's one of my favorite places. It's an S for me.
I'm making a rule for the next episode that Ryan cannot change his vote at all. I'll be more prepared next time. But gosh, I guess my A was just like, I don't know if everybody's going to agree that it's an S. And then you obviously did.
I mean, I love Public House.
Okay, though, it's an S so. For me too. Two
so
S's.
I'm very biased.
This might be our first overall S. Keenan?
C.
C?
No. Okay. I was saying, like, well, C, I'm not going to have that rule because my opinion changes all the time, okay, as it should. And I would derail this, but I'm going to bump it up to an S because I think I agree too. This is also a great all-weather spot.
Well, even if you give it an A, it'll still be an S.
No, I...
You want it to be an S?
It's going
to
be an S.
Okay, it's an S.
This, because that's like an S with a caveat, S with an asterisk. Oh, well, one person give it an A. This is going to be the, our first all S. I did not think we were actually going to hit this, too.
And we saved it for last, too. That's pretty cool.
But yeah, no, this is a fantastic all-weather patio. I've been out here in the winter, and it rules because it's heated. There's like enough coverage so you can be outside in the middle of December like I did on my birthday, and it's great. But also, yeah, I 100% agree. It's like a very fantastic spot for just about any occasion. And yeah, rules.
Well, we finished with two overall A's and an overall S, which is a great way to end the podcast. Before we end it completely, thanks again for listening. If you'd like to keep up with my work in the meantime, you can follow me on Instagram at Knox Scruff. Keenan, you still at Special K on Twitter?
Special K too real.
The number two.
Number two.
The number two. And Brianna, I think the best way to keep up with Brianna is just to go to Knox News because she's taking photos of everything. Any all my stories, all Keenan's stories, it seems like. So, and of course, tuning in every week here to the podcast and listening to the production. And yeah, in the podcast description, there's going to be a link also to the Urban Knoxville Facebook group and the Urban Knoxville newsletter. If you'd like to keep up with what's going on around downtown even more. And as always, the Scruffy stuff has been brought to you by KnoxNews.com. So head on over to KnoxNews.com/subscribe to see our latest offers. Sign up today. All the normal podcasty stuff. Like and subscribe. Leave us a review. Tell us what you love about the show. And remember that next week we'll be back with part two of our patio power ranking.